Karen Dougherty-Buchholz joins me now. She is Senior Vice President, Administration of a little company you know and love called Comcast Corporation. You must like your hubs. She put his last name right at the end of your last name. How long have you been married?
24 years. Yeah. It'll be 25 at the end of this year.
And kids, right?
Two children. We have one in college, sophomore in college at NYU, and a junior in high school.
Heck, you're almost home free. You and the hubs can start taking some mini vacations together.
Almost an empty nester.
Of course, you're so darn busy, I don't know when you would go. We have really big, exciting news to share with you here this morning. Karen Dougherty-Buchholz will be presented with the Trailblazer Award from Philadelphia Magazine. My understanding is that this luncheon is a really tough ticket to get. However, if we can get you one, we will. Friday, February 26th at the Logan Hotel, Stenton Ballroom, and they're just now putting the finishing touches on that gorgeous new hotel.
It's really exciting to be in the new property. It'll be fun since it's been fully renovated. Fun, new, exciting.
So did you know about the nomination process for the Trailblazer Award? How did this happen?
In the past, I've actually served on the nominating committee. So I am familiar with the process. It is a huge honor to be selected. I know they have several people who are nominated for the award and several people who are very worthy. I think the people who have gotten it before me are certainly giants in our community. The very first Trailblazer was Judy Von Seldenick, who has done so much for all of us and for the city and region. So it is a huge honor, and I am incredibly humbled to have been selected.
When did the Trailblazer Award start? Do you remember what year?
I think it's about at least 10 to 13 years ago. But how great for Philadelphia Magazine to do this and to say, hey, let's put somebody out on a platform and let's really champion women. And the women are in our community who are doing great things for our community.
Yeah, it's what Woman of the Week is all about. It's what we try to do every single Sunday.
It's really fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, and Philadelphia Magazine has been a partner with us for many years over a lot of events. We've honored them and, you know, we love what they're about for sure. But Karen, let's talk about your path to Senior Vice President at Comcast. Your background is incredible, and you've done a few different things. But when you were in college all those years ago, what were you thinking about? What did you want to do?
So that's the interesting part. I had absolutely no idea. I loved my time in college. I spent my junior year abroad living in Italy and traveling. And when I came back, I thought, I need to do something. And being at college every day just wasn't enough. So I got an internship and I worked for a United States senator, and I worked for U.S. Senator John Hines. And I had so much fun that I worked for him after college. And it was really fun and really exciting. And from that point on, I've kind of zigged and zagged and moved to different locations and had very different jobs and very different experiences. What's been great about it is that I've learned skills that are all transferable. And I can take that kind of my toolbox with me and apply it to whatever I'm doing in my next job. And it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. And I never would have told you in college that I'd be working for Comcast or that I'd be building buildings. I would have had no idea. I might have thought you were crazy. But I will tell you, I'm having the time of my life.
Now, as a mentor, a lot of women who listen trying to figure out what they really need to have in their life to make it work, you're a trailblazer and a great mentor for women. What do we need in that toolbox?
Well, I think people have to follow their passions and do what they really want and love to do. And sometimes you don't know what that is. So you have to be open to new experiences. And maybe you get a job and it's what you really don't want to do. That's equally as important as knowing what you do want to do. And your trail, as long as you develop a great network, great kitchen cabinet. I've always had people close to me in a kitchen cabinet who have helped guide me, coach me, push back at me. You really start to figure it out for yourself. And everybody really does have to go through a process to figure it out for themselves. Some people know from the minute they're a kid saying, I want to be a lawyer. That just wasn't me. I don't think that's the case for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it's a journey and it can be a really fun journey. We should never, no one should ever feel pigeonholed that they have to stay in a certain area. All skills are transferable with some great common sense.
I mean, that's what trailblazing is all about. You've had great gigs, but my impression is, you know, the minute you feel like, okay, I'm not as challenged anymore. What's next?
That's absolutely right. And that's when you start looking and saying, how can I continue to be challenged?
Right.
Because being bored is no fun.
It's not an option. I feel exactly the same way. Karen, you came to Comcast. Was this back in 1993?
Actually, that was Comcast Spectacor. Was in 93. Before that, I had done the development of the Pyramid Club, which is a private dining club at the top of the Mellon Bank Center.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was fun. I was the only corporate person to do the development of that, to recruit a board of governors and get a club up and running. And it was an interesting time because a lot of clubs were closing. If you recall, the Locust Club was closing, and it was just hard to get members. But we got it up. We got it running. A fun fact is I'm now chairman of their board. So it's a nice story for the staff to say, you can do anything here, and you in the future could be chairman of the board. You know, that's a great story and can be inspirational. And from there, I went to Comcast Spectacor, and that was really in an effort to get then Spectrum 2 built.
Spectrum 2.
Remember the days when it was, and then the Core State Center, and it's now evolved, of course. And it was through that process that I met then Mayor Ed Rendell, who was helping us as we were trying to sell the suites, which were so necessary to the financing of the deal. And after that, he had asked me if I would be willing to help the city go after a national political convention. And at that time, we went after both. We went after the Democrats and the Republicans, and we were fortunate enough to be awarded the Republican National Convention. So that was, I was out for a year, I was on loan, and then we were fully self-sufficient after
Amazing.
That time.
Amazing.
So it was really fun. And I will tell you, the convention was a terrific example of our entire region working together. And that's New Jersey, Delaware, all the surrounding counties. And I think our city and region shined.
Oh, they're about to do it again now with the DNC.
That's absolutely right.
Down. They're getting all fired up.
And a successful Pope visit behind us. So, you know, there's some really great stuff.
Is having a moment for sure. And certainly, you know, trailblazers like you, Karen Dougherty Buchholz, are part of that reason. There's a lot of behind the scenes work going on that we don't think about day in, day out. People are connecting. People are making it happen. Karen is one such person. You know, you've done so many corporate functions, corporate real estate, facilities, aviation, diversity, political affairs, corporate services, travel. You are in charge of Comcast's new Innovation and Technology Center. Let's talk about that. That is extraordinary.
Well, it's a very exciting project, and it is going to be an extraordinary building. So I will say I'm very proud of the current Comcast Center that we have built and moved into in 07, the end of 07.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
And it's a lot of Christmas shows.
Still, that is a lot of Christmas shows. The Comcast Holiday Spectacular.
I love that.
But the building's beautiful and fantastic, and I thought was a great addition to the skyline. To be able to do that again, and it's going to be completely unique. It's Norman Foster and Foster and Partners are the architects, the design architects for the building. It is going to beautifully complement our skyline, and it's really designed in a way that it's going to represent what's happening inside of it. And I think that's really special, and I think that's what's going to make it so unique and so special.
I just took a great skyline shot, actually, from the 33rd floor of Lowe's. Nice. And both your buildings are in it, Karen. I'll send it to you via email.
Excellent. That core is moving up, and the steel's not far behind, and they've even started the curtain wall, so the exterior glass is starting. They've got a lot of people working on that site, and they are doing a really fantastic job.
So what's going to be in there that's not already in existence?
So Comcast has really grown, and it's really grown here in Philadelphia. So the current building we're in, the Comcast Center, is really the headquarters and the headquarters team. And the new building is going to be a completely different environment. It's going to be all open, no offices, and it's going to be a lot of young, very smart and young people who are software developers, coders, engineers, and they'll be developing products and apps and services, and it's just going to have a different function. The beauty is both buildings will complement each other, and we are truly extending, as Brian Roberts's vision has been, truly extending our campus.
Brian's the man. I actually got to meet him a few times because I did some freelance work for Comcast, and I'm a big fan of the company. I only watch television through streaming, through Comcast streaming on my iPad. So knowing all those kids are moving in and doing a lot of great technical stuff makes me, Karen, insanely happy. Although the stream is always awesome, I've never had an issue. I really sing your praises quite often.
Well, we are happy to have you as a happy customer. We'll have to bring you into the building and bring you to Ralph's Cafe if you haven't eaten there yet.
I've got to. He was a lovely man. May he rest in peace. I have to say, it's probably because I go straight to DeBruno Brothers. And you also have some great shake makers down there in that food court.
We do. And I happen to love DeBruno Brothers myself.
Great options in the Comcast.
I now have dinner as
building.
Opposed to a bowl of cereal.
Yet there's a lot of work going on, as we can attest to, because Karen Dougherty Buchholz and her team, her administrative team, are getting a lot of this work done. Congratulations on being awarded the Trailblazer Award. I guess last but not least, as you point out in the invitation, it says, with success comes responsibility in our jobs, in our community, and to help others along the way. You know, we always have Charisse in every year for Comcast Day, and we talk about the great work that you guys do in the community. She's lovely. But what does it mean to you to get this award?
Well, it is a huge honor and incredibly humbling. And I love Philadelphia. I love the city and region. And to be honored for any work I've done here is just nothing less than awesome. And I really do believe I've been very fortunate in my life. I have a great network of people. I always say it genuinely takes a village for all of us to get through the days and survive. But to be able to make a difference is probably the best part of it all. You know, I'm very involved with the United Way. And the fact that when Charisse Lilly and I, my Comcast colleague, when we chaired the campaign last year and we raised $59 million, $59 million went right back into our own community. That is so powerful and so important.
Karen, please come back whenever we can help with United Way. You know, that's certainly a cause that's near and dear to our heart as well. It's nice to see. I mean, have so many accolades and so many awards, including the 2014 United Way of Greater Philadelphia. It's really a joy to share you with the BenFM audience.
Well, thank you so much for having me.